hello, friends. I hope you didn't fry your eyeballs out staring at the eclipse earlier this week. It was actually pretty fun, though I felt like a kid again. Not just for me standing outside drooling at myself staring at the sky, but it was really cool to see a bunch of adults excited to go outside and put on funky glasses and stare up at the sky. It was pretty cool, and it doesn't happen all the time. So, though I have to say, we are a funny species, all going out there with the paper glasses on and just looking up there in amazement. But again, it was fun. It was charming. It was a nice way to see people come together and not, you know, have the pressures of the world on them for a moment. Hey, speaking of getting outside, today we're going to talk about parks. Anna Kane and Becky Scheel of the newly formed Keewaskum Friends of the Parks join me to talk about their upcoming Pints and Polka celebration to raise funds for a new beer garden in Kewanis Park in Keewaskum. Pints and Polka takes place on Saturday, May 18th, and it's going to be an awesome time. With that, here are 15 minutes on Pints and Polka from Keewaskum Friends of the Parks with Becky Scheel and Anna Kane. Right here on 15 Minutes with Fuzz. All right, so what inspired the founding of Keewaskum Friends of Parks Group, and what is the mission of the group?
So basically, it kind of came up very randomly. We saw the whole rendering of the park, the new Keewaskum Park, and Adam Gitter is actually my brother. And before I saw the rendering personally, I was messaging him saying, Keewaskum needs to do something. Mm-hmm. I travel 20, 30 minutes to take my kids to these amazing parks. We need to do something here. Mm-hmm. So once we saw the new rendering for Kewanis Park, it kind of inspired us to get this group together to get it done.
Sure. And for those listening, wondering who Adam Gitter is. Adam Gitter is the village administrator in the village of Keewaskum. So what kind of challenges do Keewaskum parks have, or maybe what are you seeing at some other parks that you'd like to see in Keewaskum?
Some of these parks are all accessible parks. Mm-hmm. So it is very neat to see kids of all kind of disabilities, ages. It's fun to see all of that together. And it's just a cool place to visit.
And Keewaskum has nice, old, like, really, you know, nice land for their parks. They're in, like, nice areas, big trees and those kind of things. But
it's a beautiful area. It's a kettle moraine. We mm-hmm. need to utilize the area, bring more people in, yep. just like we travel.
Absolutely. What are some of the specific improvements? We talked about that plan, but what are, and you mentioned the all-accessible, all-abilities kind of playground, but what are some of the other kind of specifics that you'd like to see improved at the parks in the future?
So our big thing is, which we will get to, is the beer garden.
Okay.
That is our initial plan. So we have the renderings for that as well that we want to show the community. And basically the beer garden is to host events such as like birthday parties mm-hmm. and showers and have some bands and be able to raise more money in the future for all the parks.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And maybe a place where other organizations that want to raise money could either rent out and have their events there as well and kind of make that the place to go, right?
Exactly.
I think another part of it is there's a lot of changes happening in Keewaskum right now. The Annex building was a space that was utilized for a lot of community events, mm-hmm. and that is no longer going to be accessible to be used in those ways. So creating a beer garden that also functions as a community space and is able to be rented out for some of those indoor and outdoor occasions mm-hmm. is a big push. And also, I think the Friends of Parks has a lot of other visions that are not just solely focused on Kewanis. You know, the way that we worded it, Friends of Parks means all Keewaskum parks. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a lot of other really cool spaces that are in Keewaskum that at some point we can turn focus to some of those areas as well. And really seek some cool improvements for some of those areas.
Yeah, certainly. Kewanis being that like kind of keystone park
that we
have in yeah. Keewaskum, but there's also Regal Park, which is new and, you know, has some things that needs to be improved, but there's also some other groups that work in that area with the KYSO and some other pieces. We have Riverside,
River Hill
Park, and then a few other smaller parks.
Yeah. So
Let's talk about your upcoming event. So you've got an event coming up in May to raise funds for specifically for the beer garden. Is that right? And it's called Pints and Polka. So kind of ties that all together, right?
Yeah, it does.
So tell us about the event. What can people expect?
Yeah, so we're going to be hosting Pints and Polka as a big kickoff event for the community. So we are going to be hosting it on May 18th at Kiwanis Park, which is going to be the home of the future beer garden. What a better venue for making the announcement. And I think the big mission of the day is, number one, to introduce ourselves as a group and a committee, and to get the word out there that we want to be raising money and funds for all parks improvements in the future. But then secondly, to bring awareness to the beer garden and have people see the abilities of what this can become and see the vision of what we're kind of expecting with it, and kind of kick that off and just get some excitement going about some of the really cool changes in the parks that have already also been happening. So it sounds like the Department of Public Works has been making a lot of things move up at Kiwanis to kind of start this process. And I think kicking that off and showing the community summer season gets there and everybody's playing baseball and up at the park all the time.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty cool to have people see some of the new improvements that have already started to take shape.
So I've been involved with a number of nonprofits in my, we talked before we started recording that I say yes to too many things.
Yeah.
And I'm involved with a lot of things, but seeing how quickly that those plans came out and then you guys came up with Friends of Parks and you got that all rolling. And I know that takes, it's a process to get a nonprofit actually off the ground, but then to have an event already up in May, it's a kudos to you.
Yeah.
And the full group, because you guys have been killing it. There's signs everywhere. And
yeah, we sat down with Adam in, I don't know, maybe October or November. And I think probably one of the first things out of my mouth was, we all sat up at Kiwanis last year for, you know, multiple days every week for our kids' practices or watching our cousins play baseball or whatever. And you just stared at this eyesore of a pond that was fenced in and bright orange and under construction. And I said, if there's not going to be changes that happen to this park in the next 12 months, you're going to have a lot of people that are saying what's happening, a lot of questions being fielded. And if you have the plans, you need to move on this. So
yeah.
I think that our group was really timely in pushing for a lot of these improvements, which it came together nicely.
Great. So Pints and Polka, Saturday, May 18th.
You got right? it.
And I saw you have some polka fusion. So tell us what polka fusion is.
That's a good question. Actually, somebody in our group is recommended them. So you're going to expect polka.
It's like polka. Are they playing like songs we may recognize, but polka style? Is that kind of what fusion is? Yeah. Okay.
We're not even sure.
All right.
No. We also have an accordion player. Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently is highly recommended. So
yeah. Excellent. And you'll have food there for purchase?
Food vendors, local food vendors are coming together. Some of them are food trucks and some of them are just food tents. But we have some really great recognizable community names that are coming in to bring us some great food.
Great. And then beer, I assume, as well.
Wouldn't be a beer garden without it.
Perfect. And so that starts at 2 o'clock, goes till 8, right?
Correct.
And that's all at Kiwanis Park.
Yes.
Obviously. And what does it take to put something like this together? I mean, you guys, I assume, you know, have lives outside of planning this, and there's a lot of stuff to put together. So what's kind of going on behind the scenes to make this all happen?
I'll let Becky take control of that question, because she is in charge of it, actually.
So we have a great little group of, you know, four or five of us that have come together to form an events committee underneath the Friends of Parks umbrella. And it's been a really great team effort. So I think nailing down a spot was the biggest one. We threw around a couple of different locations amidst other Kewaskum parks. But I think the natural fit was to host it up at Kiwanis. So that was a big step. But then just kind of figuring out what the vision of the day was going to be and trying to figure out how we can best spread the message and reach the greatest amount of people. I think that something like this is super attractive before summer starts and people get really busy.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of geared it up towards a May date and have had a really good team effort try to pull all the pieces together by making contacts with different food vendors and beverage vendors, and then planning some fun, you know, 50-50 raffles and other like small events to take place. and then securing the music. I think that the polka and the beer garden go seamlessly hand in hand.
Yeah. Very Wisconsin-y.
Yeah.
How can local businesses, organizations, other community members partner with Friends of Parks to help you guys fulfill your mission and to help raise funds?
One of the big things that we're going to be looking for is donations, obviously, of any kind, whether that be time, monetary, anything like that. Once we get kind of the final plans at the beer garden, we're going to take that head on and hope to see some donations come in.
Do you know about how much the beer garden is going to cost to construct and get off the ground?
Not quite yet. We are still waiting. We're working with Drexel Building Supply. We have our floor plan already, and we are working on the 3D renderings that hopefully will be finished by the time we have Pints and Polka to show everybody and have a big sign for the future home of the beer garden.
Yeah, show them what to expect, right?
And I think the big thing, too, that maybe some people are getting confused on is, like, we're not making the final decisions on what this money all gets used for. Like, these are things that we're raising money towards, and that's hopefully to help keep the costs to the general public through taxpayer dollars and so on, you know, at a much more reasonable cost. So our mission is certainly to raise funds to help supplement all of that. And we can certainly give our input and work with some of these people to try to, you know, come up with some creative ideas. But, you know, that all goes through the village, and they'll help us kind of make the final decisions and how much money we have to spend and all that kind of stuff, too.
Certainly. Well, we appreciate you on behalf of the village doing that. It's great to see community members coming together to try to make it happen, be kind of the catalyst to get this spark rolling and make sure that we have great parks 50 years from now, right? If the community wants to get involved with Friends of Parks, if maybe somebody wants to join the board or just follow along with what you're doing, do you guys have a website, social media? Where can people follow that, and where can they message if they want to get in touch?
Yep. Right now we are on social media. We don't have an active website as of yet, but all of this is very much in the early stages. So yeah, check us out on Facebook and on Instagram for Kiwaska and Friends of Parks.
Perfect. Well, you both came in here. You heard about this interview at, I think, 11 o'clock today, and it's 2 o'clock as we're recording this. I just want to say thank you both for coming in, and thanks to everybody that's involved with Friends of Parks for doing what they do. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
Thank you again to Anna Kane and Becky Shield from Kiwaska Friends of the Parks for joining me on this week's episode of 15 Minutes with Fuzz. Great to have them in the studio, and great to see that entire group organizing and making things happen for the community. Very cool. If you know of an organization, person, business, or something else that this show should shine a spotlight upon, hop on your phone or computer and email me 15withfuzz@gmail.com. That is 15 spelled out with fuzz@gmail.com. Or you can go to fuzz.cc/guest and fill out the form. Or you can even text me 262-299-FUZZ. That's 262-299-3899. New episodes of the show come out on Tuesdays, but you can listen whenever you want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or at 15withfuzz.com. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again next week, right here on 15 Minutes with Fuzz.